Greetings. I would like to talk on the cancer screening scenario in Asian countries. Due to a competing engagement in Washington, I'm not able to be present with you in person. And the technology makes things possible nowadays. So I would like to briefly discuss about what's the current status of cancer screening programs in Asian countries. Which countries have large-scale programs, successful programs, and what is their impact on disease burden, and what are the underlying factors which predict success of programs? And when you talk about cancer screening, I think there are four cancer sites which merit attention. These are cancer of the uterine cervix, probably the most widely screened cancer in the world, followed by breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and oral cancer. So we will see what is happening in Asia in these four domains. The countries with large-scale cervix cancer screening programs in the Asian region are Singapore, Hong Kong Special Administrative Region in China, the Republic of Korea, Taiwan, and Thailand. These countries have large-scale programs which are more organized in Singapore, Hong Kong, Republic of Korea, and Taiwan. And these programs have achieved at least 80% coverage of their target population. But if you see here, these countries have per capita gross domestic product exceeding, say for example, the first four countries, $15,000, which indicates these are comparatively countries with more resources, smaller populations, well-developed health services, and human resources. So we will see in some detail about these screening programs. On the other hand, there are no screening programs in countries such as China, India, Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, and the like in the Asian region. China, India, Indonesia are highly populous countries which account for almost a third of the human population. And the lack of programs in these countries is striking given the burden of cancer they contribute to the global burden of disease. The cervical cancer screening program in Singapore, called Cervical Cancer Screen Singapore, which offers cytology screening at 3-year intervals to women aged 25 to 64 years. And very recently, the conventional pap smear was changed over to liquid-based cytology as the primary screening test. And the program is in existence for several years now, and the lifetime coverage of women aged 35 to 49 years is now more than 80%. And as a consequence of this program and intensive pap smear activity and follow-up care, the incidence of cervical cancer has declined from 18 to 10 per 100,000 population during 1968 to 2002, and in the same period, the mortality has declined by 60%. The National Cervical Cancer Screening Program in the Republic of Korea was initiated in 1998 in a more organized way, even though opportunistic screening was there for several years. The program offers pap smear at 2-year intervals to women aged 30 to 60 years. Currently, it is estimated that 75% of the women had a pap smear in the last 5 years. The incidence has declined from 19 to 15 per 100,000, and mortality has declined by almost half during the 10-year period 1990 to 2002. In the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, the program offers pap smear once in 3 years. The 3-year coverage is almost 2/3 now of the target population. There has been almost like a 70% decline in incidence of cervical cancer during a 20-year period beginning in 1983. And the mortality has declined by half during this period. The cervical cancer screening program in Taiwan offers annual pap smear to women aged 30 to 64. The 3-year coverage was 61% in 2001, and now currently it is estimated to cover more than 85% of the population. Cervical cancer incidence and mortality have declined by 50% after the program was launched. Thailand has a dual screening policy. The provinces can choose to screen with pap smear or VIA or both. And in fact, VA screening is now offered in 19 provinces, and pap smear screening is offered in 75 provinces. And over the last 5 years, it is estimated that more than 8 million pap smears have been taken, and 350,000 women have been screened with VIA. And there is a follow-up activity now which aims to cover 80% of the 13 million target women by 2015. The impact of the program is not yet evident on incidence, but population-based cancer registration and mortality data in future will show how effective this program has been in Thailand. So visual screening is an alternative for cervical cytology, and there have been a number of research studies in the Asian region. So following this, there are two countries which are implementing visual inspection-based screening program. Thailand has already said in 19 provinces. And Bangladesh has introduced a pilot program in 44 districts. The visual screening program in Bangladesh involves 44 districts. It is provided through the routine healthcare system, through the primary health centers, linked with the diagnostic activity, colposcopy, biopsy, and treatment and secondary care in district hospitals and medical college hospitals. During 2005 and 2008, almost 100,000 women have been screened. And the referral has worked to a certain extent. 5% of the women are VIA positive, and the preliminary results indicate out of this 100,000 women, about 2,200 women had colposcopy. A number of precancers have been diagnosed. But it will take much more effort to cover a larger population in Bangladesh. But having said this, this is an important initiative. It is for the first time in the Indian subcontinent, a government initiative is there to introduce visual screening for large populations. So what is the impact of these programs on cervical cancer incidence in the Asian region? The data come from population-based cancer registries. You see here, there has been considerable decline in cervical cancer incidence rates in Singapore, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, and as well as in Shanghai in mainland China. In most other populations, the incidence rates are either stable are only slowly declining, and these are populations without large-scale screening programs. For example, India, if you look India, Bombay, and India, Chennai, there has been decline in incidence rates, but still the baseline rates are quite high. And looking at the national mortality data, you see the striking decline in mortality, which has happened in Singapore, in Hong Kong, Special Administrative Region in China. And at the same time, in Korea, still the impact has to be seen on a larger time scale, but mortality has started declining in Korea as well. Now, coming to breast cancer screening in Asia, breast cancer screening programs are still evolving. They are fewer in number. And in fact, if you see here, Singapore, Taiwan, and Republic of Korea have national programs, and large-scale opportunistic mammography screening is seen in Hong Kong, Special Administrative Region. But even in these countries, with Singapore, Taiwan, and Republic of Korea, the program is still evolving, and there are no breast cancer screening programs in other countries in Asia. The breast cancer screening program in Singapore is the first population-based nationwide mammographic breast cancer screening in Asia. It offers biennial two-view mammography for women aged 50 to 69 years in 14 or 15 breast cancer screening centers in Singapore. The current coverage is around 60% of the women aged 50 to 59 years and 35% among 60 to 69 years. And mortality has just started beginning to decline in Singapore. And this is very striking. This shows the 5-year survival in selected medium resource countries in Asia and low resource countries. If you see here, the 5-year survival for localized cancers in Singapore and Republic of Korea, Hong Kong, are much higher than for the localized cancers in Thailand, India, and other countries. And the most striking thing is the survival experience of localized cancers in India, Thailand, are similar to the survival experience of breast cancers with regional extension to lymph nodes in Republic of Korea, Hong Kong, and Singapore, indicating the importance of early detection and providing optimal treatment and accessibility to a large number of women with disease. And breast cancer is emerging as an important problem in Asia. As you see here, in almost all populations, the incidence rates are increasing consistently. There is no population in Asia where we know the incidence rates are declining. In fact, the annual percentage change in incidence in different regions of Asia are now between 1 and 3% increase per annum. And the mortality rates are also sort of slowly increasing in many Asian countries. But Singapore is the only country where from a peak mortality rate of 13 per 100,000 in 1991, the mortality rates have now declining to around 10 per 100,000. So this is partly due to the increased early detection activity, mammographic screening, and the improvements in health services providing optimum care to patients with breast cancer. Colorectal cancer screening programs are even still evolving in developed countries. So one can imagine in Asia, it must be even more evolving, or even less evolving, excuse me. There is a national policy and program in Republic of Korea to provide fecal-occult blood testing every 2 years for persons aged 50 and 69 years. But the current coverage is around 30% of the population. The coverage has to improve. There is large-scale opportunistic fecal-occult blood testing screening and early diagnosis activity with colonoscopy in Singapore, Hong Kong Special Administrative Region and Taiwan. The population coverage is estimated to be around 50% with FOBT and about 20% with colonoscopy. As you see here, in most of the East Asian countries, the colorectal cancer rates are increasing. But on the contrast, in the Indian subcontinent, the rates are fairly stable, very low, less than 500,000. It is very good to keep rates at this level. But East Asian countries, with their rapid socioeconomic development, have achieved, fallen prey to the so-called Western lifestyles. And you see here, there has been almost twofold increase in incidence over the last few years in both in men and women, particularly in men. And mortality rates are also increasing in most of these countries. The only exception is Singapore. From a peak mortality around 19 per 100,000 around 1991, the mortality rates have fallen below 15 per 100,000 now. There is a similar trend in females as well, which again indicates the outcome of increased diagnostic activity with fecal-occult blood testing, colonoscopy, and improved services for treatment of localized colorectal cancer. And as you see here, the survival for localized colorectal cancer in Singapore and is quite high as compared to localized colorectal cancer in Thailand, India, Philippines, etc. In fact, the localized cancer survival experience in less developed countries in Asia exactly match superimposed that of regionally extended stage 2 and 3 colon cancers in Singapore. Finally, oral cancer screening. Oral cancer is an important problem in some of the Asian countries like the Indian subcontinent, India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, and Pakistan. And then in East Asian countries like Papua New Guinea, Taiwan, and selected regions of Thailand. Although there is evidence for effectiveness exists from a randomized trial that there is a 35% reduction in oral cancer mortality following 3 rounds of oral visual screening at 3-year intervals. There are no large-scale programs for oral cancer screening in Asia except in the program in Taiwan, which uses visual screening for people aged between 30 and 69 years. The impact of the program is not yet known. It will be interesting to evaluate this program. Quickly reviewing these programs, I mean, there are certain important underlying factors which are essential for successful programs: high incidence, sufficient financial resources, well-equipped healthcare infrastructure, sufficient human resources and information systems. Programs are working in Singapore, Republic of Korea, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. Why? Because they have higher income, a better developed health service, there is a national policy, and there are human resources. Unless these are replicated in other countries, large-scale screening programs are unrealistic and may not happen in many of these countries. So we need to look into ways of early detecting cancer in these countries by improving health services infrastructure, accessibility, and affordability. Thank you for your attention.